This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Funny.
Nobody.
All right, so welcome to the program here. Did you guys hear that there was a mask protest in Idaho recently where they actually had a bunch of children who were burning their masks?
Yeah, I did.
I saw the pictures.
From what I understand, there's going to be one coming up in New Hampshire next week.
Groovy.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I don't know if it's going to be. I think it's probably outside the State House, but I'm not 100% sure of that. I think that's probably the ideal place for it. But it's going to be like on a Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, so I can't go.
We don't need no water. Let the mofo burn.
Right. So I can't attend, but I hope somebody's going to be there with a video camera to record that, because any amount of symbolic protest that, you know, that we can have in this area is definitely something that people should do. The more video can get out of that happening, the better, because people need to know that there is an opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the whole point behind the White Rose Society, which we've been discussing earlier this week. Which is a counter-propaganda.
We had some rest on that, didn't we?
We did indeed. A couple of actual occasional co-hosts of the show. Skyler, who is one of them, he's known as Savage Truth 603 on YouTube. And then Jason Gerhard, who we had over on our Saturday night show just last week, was arrested for this, as well as a guy named Footloose. So three of the so-called sticker pimps are now facing misdemeanor charges over this. Mm. And so the whole point of the White Rose, this new version of the White Rose, is to get the word out about, hey, look, you're not alone out there. Those of you who are against the insanity of these masks, those of you who might be suffering quietly the oppression of the state, that, you know, and you feel like you're all alone, seeing one of those stickers pop up, you know, whether you're going into a bathroom or an ATM or wherever it is these things are, you know, being placed, and there's public transportation, there's a lot of photos being posted over at the White Rose channel on Telegram at t.me/jointhewhiterose if you want to check it out. But that's what it is. It's a signal to those people that, hey, you're not alone.
Yeah, they really want to create the impression that there is no dissent. And they're doing that in a whole bunch of ways, cutting anybody off social media who dares to dissent. You know, they're everything they're doing seems to be looking to silence people, looking to keep them afraid and quiet.
Well, in fact, to what you're saying there, one of the guys who got arrested went back to the scene of the so-called crime, which was Manchester City Hall, which was the place where they were allegedly doing the stickering. So they're putting these messages up all around City Hall. And I haven't watched the video myself, but from what I understand, he did a tour, like a walking tour with his cell phone camera, showing the same places where the stickers had been removed that they had allegedly put up and they're now being charged for, but he found other stickers that were not removed by the police, other pro-government stickers, for instance, that were not removed.
That the government had put up or that random people had put up?
Like I said, I haven't watched the video myself yet, but that's my understanding, is that they did do content discrimination in this particular case, and they only removed the stickers that had the viewpoint they disagreed with.
Yeah, and lots of people have been pointing out, like, it's not like people don't go around and put, like, non-political stickers on things. Like, I always see this one, well, it's actually political, but it's a Trump as a turd sticker on the back of a stop sign in Keene.
Oh, really?
And we don't see people, like,
That's not been taken down?
I don't think anybody's been
Have you seen it more than once? It wasn't taken down?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I know that some of our listeners have been putting up some stickers as well, and there was a release from their local police station.
Yep, he called in the other night.
Now,
he's been putting things on stop signs. So yep. It says, I believe, stop obeying or stop something mm-hmm. like that. It
was complying.
Stop complying.
Mm.
So, I mean, these are important things that are going on out there, and I'm glad to see it happening. You know, there's also the sort of general resistance against masks. There's a story I've been sitting on here for a little while that kind of ties in here. It goes over to Big Sky Country out there in Montana, looking at how some people are handling the various different restrictions out that way.
Oh, that's where my car's from.
That's right. At least the car registration
indeed
is from there. So if you want to join us here, you can. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll talk about that censorship on the social media. That's in the news. Conservatives want the government to step in, and that is not the right answer. We'll talk about that on the way here tonight.
Definitely not the right answer, but... You know, I just keep thinking, what's the value of that donation that they made to the Democratic Party? I mean, by not only putting out propaganda, but silencing truth.
The opposition.
Silencing even factual stories about Joe Biden's son's laptop and what was on it. Nobody debated the truth of the story, but you couldn't post it.
And that's still going on today. I mean, I saw somebody complaining today about some Facebook post they were trying to upvote or like or whatever, and they weren't even allowed to post the thing. It's continuing, and it's going to continue until people finally get off Facebook. I also heard today that the Reopen New Hampshire group was taken down from Facebook, which had approximately 5,000 members in it. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, they should have seen that coming.
I'm sure they did see it coming. I know they've got a Telegram group as well.
They do have a Telegram group. It's not quite the same, though, right? Like, Telegram is just a chat room. Mm-hmm. There's no real organization. It's got a good search feature, but there's no real organization to the conversations that go on there, whereas, you know, a forum or some other thing could probably better replace Facebook, you know, where you can actually have topics.
Maybe we could offer him a spot on the Shire Society.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Most of the time when I offer people that, they just ignore it. But, you know, like the Cell 411's got a forum there. Somebody finally posted
it. We do have a forum there.
That's right. Yes.
Groovy.
I already told you about that and you forgot about it.
Groovy.
but somebody posted in there this weekend.
I wonder if there's a way to have... Like, updates go to Telegram when people post to Shire Society. Because that would be... the thing about Shire Society is it doesn't jump out at me. It doesn't... Yeah. Unless I go there, I don't know what's happening there.
It does have the ability to do, browser notifications, which are pretty handy. And I know for a fact that you can do, feeds coming out of there. So I'm pretty sure you can do that stuff, what you're talking about. The number 603-283-6160 here if you want to join us. Statnews.com. It's Kathleen McLaughlin reporting from Big Sky Country. A cancer survivor vulnerable to serious illness, Chaney Ockert, worried as coronavirus swept through China and then northern Italy last winter. When, she wondered, would it reach her remote corner of the United States? Now it has, with the force of a hurricane. Ockert lives in Flathead County in northwestern Montana, home to Glacier National Park and one of the worst-hit parts of the state. Montana did well early on, preventing the spread of the virus with lockdowns and travel restrictions, but precautions were loosened in June, and it now has, this is in November, one of the worst COVID-19 rates in the country.
It's interesting that they just assume that causation there. That the lockdowns were actually effective.
Right, even though
there's no reason to believe that.
Yeah, and when you look at the numbers, there's no data to support it.
No.
And that's also when testing went up, so it's probably just more cases, not more deaths.
Yep, that's probably true as well. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. So how have people been handling things out there in Big Sky Country? And you want to comment, you're welcome to join us if you live out that way, 603-283-6160. You can also join us in our Matrix server chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
AnyPay believes that Bitcoin is meant to improve your life, make it easier to do business, connect you with more people in the world, and under a penny every time. That's kind of why we laugh at BTC. It used to be free the market, free the world. Now it's just hodl and have fun staying poor. That's not what the world needs. We need honest money that works for everyone. If you care, join us at AnyPayX.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
We We are talking about people who are refusing to obey when it comes to the mask mandates. It's a small contingent in some places. In others, they seem to be better organized. Folks in Idaho recently did a child burning of masks, meaning that children were burning their masks in public. They had like one of those big cans that you normally see hobos keeping themselves warm over, like in the movies, they actually...
55-gallon drum.
Okay, there you go. Somebody rolled one of those things out in front of the state house, I guess, and lit a fire in there. And because you need a pretty good fire to burn these masks. Captain Kickass, one of our co-hosts, he tried burning a mask on stage during the Forkfest last year when he was doing his concert. And all he had was like a little torch, a little tiki torch that was on the ground, you know, sort of as decoration for the show. And he was really unable to light that mask on fire with that light, or that flame.
Kids, before you try it on stage, try it at home.
Yeah, exactly. So you do need to have...
That's kind of scary, too, because isn't fire retardant stuff kind of like...
Not good for you?
Like, not good to have in your face,
yeah,
breathing it in.
I wouldn't want to be breathing whatever those chemicals are in.
You could end up fire retarded.
So if you want to comment, you can join us here, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPayX, which is AnyPay's new website to allow you to start accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, Litecoin. I think they're even accepting Dogecoin now through AnyPay. So check it out over there at AnyPayX.com. You can start earning Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your business, AnyPayX.com. As we continue here, the story written by StatNews.com and Kathleen McLaughlin obviously has a pro-government stand to it seems like, where they're focusing on a woman who, she's got health issues, she's a cancer survivor, vulnerable to serious illness, talking about how afraid she was earlier in 2020, and that she's in the Big Sky country, she's in Montana, and that there were some restrictions that were in place early on, according to the story, lockdowns and travel restrictions, but then precautions were loosened in June, and they later in the year had one of the worst COVID-19 rates in the country. But as you pointed out, Bonnie, they also started to what did they change toward the end? They started to report more cases.
They started making more tests. They started doing more tests, like in
just
the summer.
Generally,
yeah.
And so, of course, they found more cases, and we know that the PCR revolutions or the number of iterations that test has was around 40, I think, at the time. They've since reduced that since Biden took office, so now they are not having as many false positives, not as many positives at all. But back to late last year, when she was asked this fall to teach a course at the local community college, she agreed, thinking the students would be following Montana's statewide order mandating face masks be worn indoors. Minutes, however, after the first class started, her students removed their masks.
Oh my God, full facial nudity?
I know.
All of the students?
Well, I mean, it doesn't, you know, we don't have a photograph here, but enough to disturb her. And
was it just them fidgeting with it, or was this a planned thing?
It just sounds like they removed their masks. A week later, she was diagnosed with COVID-19. She did have what was considered...
A week later?
Yeah.
Wow. She really burned through that, like, what, three-week incubation period?
She had what was considered a mild case, but that still meant weeks of breathing difficulty and nausea. She said, "It's cognitive dissonance, for people don't believe the virus exists." Her voice still strained from the effects of the illness.
I believe the virus exists. I also believe the flu exists and the common cold exists. I'm just not scared of any of them.
Yeah, and it's not worth destroying so much of what has been created, so many businesses and so many freedoms.
That's pretty much a straw man by now. They just say people who don't believe the virus exists, when that's really not what pretty much anyone believes.
There are those people who don't believe that it exists. But
well, there's people who don't believe the viruses exist at all. But
that's true.
Not to mention people who believe the world is flat. But
but they lump people like who just don't believe that COVID-19 should be a way to get the entire economy shut down. They lump those people in with people who don't believe the virus exists at all.
Mm.
It's, she says, frustrating to me when I'm taking the precautions and then to have a work setting where those precautions were disregarded, she says. So they're talking about Montana. Biden, who wears a face mask in public, has spoken repeatedly about the need to make masks non-political, a mantra he has continued.
Okay, the president is speaking out to make them non-political. How does that work?
He said that masks were patriotic and that wearing them is everyone's responsibility. Masks.
They're patriotic, but he wants them to be non-political.
They say
he's really having a hard time with this concept, isn't he?
There's been widespread confusion and skepticism about the value of masks and the politicization of a basic tool against the virus. But, of course, when anybody actually looks into these masks, like, oh, I don't know, by looking at the box that they come in, if you would actually not just, you know, if you would actually look at the product itself and what the manufacturers say, they'll tell you right there it doesn't protect against the transmission of viruses. While multiple surveys show mask adherence increased throughout the year to 85% of people reporting they had worn masks in August, there is still a partisan divide. A Pew Research Center study in last year found a 16-point gap between Democrats and Republicans on wearing masks in public settings. The divide is evident in Republican-controlled states across a wide swath of the Great Plains and Northern Rockies, many of which were late to adopt mask mandates or where they don't exist at all. And we did just see, I think that, was it Wyoming? Is undoing their mask mandate. I think it was one of those states.
Wyoming, Texas,
Mississippi,
Mississippi,
and I believe Alabama.
Yep.
And if there's another one, there may be more. I
think Oklahoma.
Heard. Oklahoma. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in here. South Dakota, they say, which now had the highest daily COVID death rate in the world, this was back in November, still has no mask rule, and many local governments have refrained from stepping in. From the Dakotas to Idaho, Utah, and Iowa, rising cases and resistance against masks had led to heated confrontations and political fights. In many places, local health departments have hesitated to impose and enforce mask mandates in the face of heated public opposition. And as we saw in Buffalo, New York, where there was the gym owner that was having a group of local activists meeting at his gym. The police showed up and attempted to crack down on the gathering, the so-called illegal gathering.
It was like a code enforcer lady, and she came, and then she came back with police,
cops.
With two cops.
Yep, and those cops and that code enforcer got shouted out of that gym, just like they should have been shouted out of that gym. And that's the sort of thing that the Montana enforcers don't want to happen to them, because they know that there's a good chance if they go into a place, there's going to be a crowd of people who's not going to be happy with them. And that's ultimately what this takes. It takes the people willing to say, no, thank you. We don't want your services. Stay away from our business. We don't want you around here.
And if your testicles are in the shop, please get a loan.
603-283-6160 is the number here. You can join us. Bring up what you want. What sort of resistance is there where you live? And for those of you that are in the states where they're repealing the mask mandate, if that's gone into effect, I know that Texas isn't supposed to go into effect until, like, was it yesterday?
The 15th.
The 15th, so still got some days to go. You know, what have the effects been? What's the change on the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's first full month in charge of the country's borders set new records for illegal immigration, according to numbers released Wednesday that showed last month was the worst February when it comes to illegal immigrant children. Nearly 9,500 unaccompanied juveniles were nabbed at the southwest border, part of an overall surge of migrants that is double what the country experienced last year at this time and even runs ahead of the record-breaking 2019 border surge. The president is preparing for his first primetime address on Thursday night, the president today signing a massive stimulus bill in the Oval Office.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
USA Radio News. House Democrats are inundating the Senate with a series of partisan bills on issues such as expanding mail-in voting, terminating qualified immunity for police, and phasing out fossil fuels, partly in hopes of pressuring holdout Senate Democrats to eliminate the filibuster. The strategy involves Democrats likely losing some fights to Senate Republicans on high-profile legislation, thereby illustrating the purported need to change or junk the decades-old rule requiring 60 votes to proceed on most bills. So far, Democrats lack the 51 votes needed to eliminate the filibuster. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they won't approve the rule change, a position that Manchin reiterated on Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns. During a Capitol briefing, Pelosi noted more than 500,000 Americans have died in the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
Nobody.
You are welcome to take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about some of the pushback in Big Sky Country out in Montana against the mask mandates, against the government lockdowns and such. What's going on in your area, especially if you're in a state where they're actually repealing the mask mandate? Are you seeing significant changes in behavior? Are there a lot of stores that are loosening up? Or are they still keeping the same level of restrictions? I think you're going to see the corporate stores keep the same levels of restrictions and maybe mom and pops open up.
Geometrically, I don't see how the sky could be any bigger there than it is anywhere else.
I know that sounds crazy, but in Utah, I just swear to God, the sky looks so much bigger than like anywhere else I've lived. I don't know if it has anything to do with the elevation, the lack of cities. There are mountains, though, so it's weird.
Well, you can certainly, you know, the higher you build your buildings, you will lose, you know, a few degrees of sky. But it's still there. You just can't see it.
Everybody I know that has moved there always agrees. Like, it's just weird. It looks bigger here.
Is that because things are so flat there and you're not, you
it's
know?
It's not flat. It's mountains. We lived in a valley.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. If you want to comment, you can. 603-283-6160. I have never been there. So we go to your calls and thoughts. Derek is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Derek.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm originally from South Dakota, and I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this because I catch you guys on Spotify the day after, but the legalization that passed in November for South Dakota for marijuana has actually been they've been getting some pushback from the government up there, basically saying that it was unconstitutional. So they basically pushed back.
What a coincidence. That's the drug war.
Exactly. They're realizing that they're going to lose a lot of income from that aspect. But so I was just curious as to if you guys have been keeping up with that. And
no, that's actually, I mean, I feel like I might have seen a headline about it somewhere. And I remember South Dakota was of the various different states that had legalization measures this year or in 2020. It was the state that didn't pass by as wide of a margin, say, as Oregon did with their drug decriminalization or whatever. Wasn't it like 50?
Yeah, it was about 56%, I think, is what they is what they finished it with.
Yeah. So,
but then a judge basically ruled that the way they voted or something about it was unconstitutional to the integrity of the state government or somewhere along those lines. So basically going to the Supreme Court.
So, wait, is it going to the South Dakota Supreme Court or
the South Dakota Supreme Court?
Gotcha.
Which I'd be interested, you know, to know if other states are, you know, their legalization movements are going to kind of get behind South Dakota, because if they can do it in one state, they can do it in every state. And it's not just marijuana legalization. It's everything that they happen to not win in their election is, oh, well, we don't like the results, so we'll just take it off the table.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like something that a desperate state would do, but they're pushing back against the inevitable in this particular case. I mean, if a state like South Dakota can vote to either decriminalize or legalize cannabis, you know, it's over for cannabis prohibition.
Yeah, and they went straight. They were one of the few states that went straight from zero tolerance to legalization without medical in between.
That's a good point.
So they kind of went full force on it, and their state's kind of trying to push back. So
when was it?
But I'll take everything else off the air.
Well, hold on, before you go, if you know, when was it supposed to go into effect? The thing that passed in November, was it supposed to be January?
Well, as far as I was reading, it was January 2021, and then now the last thing I read was medical is supposed to go through approval in July, and they're still pushing back on adult use recreation, but
so the government. Just to clarify, the court didn't kick out medical. The court just said no to legalization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they voted for both, right? In 2020, didn't they vote medical?
They voted for full legalization.
They voted, but they were two separate ballot initiatives, right? One of them was for medical. The other one was for legalization.
As far I've been in Florida for a few years, so as far as I'm concerned, that was the ballot initiative.
Okay.
Or that was the measure, but just what I've been keeping up with and friends that live up there, you know, there's a lot of pushback from the state government saying that, oh well, we kind of went all in on a pair of aces, and now we don't want to put that bet anymore. So, it's kind of what every government does, but.
Thanks for the update here tonight. Appreciate you calling in to share that with us. The number is 603-283-6160, and I guess we'll find out what goes on with the South Dakota Supreme Court in that particular case. If you hear an update and you want to let us know, definitely feel free to do that. We were sharing with you a story from statnews.com about mask defiance in Montana, up in the same relative neighborhood. The Democratic governor in Montana, Steve Bullock, imposed a mask mandate in 2020 in all but a few tiny counties with very few COVID cases. However, enforcement has been largely left to the businesses, and from bars to the state capitol in Helena, resistance has cropped up. In at least two cases, angry anti-maskers have threatened bar and restaurant employees with guns. As a result, whether people wear masks largely depends on their politics and the strength of the local health board. Now, obviously, I don't...
That's unfortunate. I mean, I'm just doing my job isn't an excuse for cops, you
sure.
know. But put a gun on a bar employee, I'm not down with that.
Yeah, don't lower yourself to the level of the police. You can do better than that. You can do just, you know, by a boycott. You can, or at least, you know, speak out against a business that is doing something that you don't like. Patronize the businesses that are doing the things that you do like. And so that's where, you know, some of these in-store activisms that have been going on, they kind of rub me the wrong way. And there's a large range of things that go on. So there have been some people who've gone into stores in a large crowd and they've done things like chanting. And, like, to me, that's not cool. You know, it's private property. Just if you want to shop there, shop there. If you don't want to shop there, don't shop there. But to go in and turn it into a protest zone just seems really tacky to me. Now, that said, if
I can see it. I see both sides on that, because on the one hand, yeah, it does seem tacky. On the other hand, one of the big effects of the scamdemic has been a vast redistribution of wealth from small business owners to massive corporations, and the corporations have been all in on supporting this nonsense. And
they have,
you know, I don't know. I don't
think you're going to win hearts and minds by going in and chanting and blasting loud music, as one group did in, I don't remember where it was, but they had "We're Not Going to Take It" by Twisted Sister, I believe it was, who
is going to take it.
Yeah, ironically, is in total favor of the masks. The D. Snyder, I believe.
We're just going to take it.
Yeah, so,
yeah, we'll like it or fake it.
I don't think they realized that was his position when they were playing that song, but nonetheless, just the whole idea of going in with a boombox and, you know, blasting music and turning into a protest zone, to me, you know, I wouldn't want to participate in something like that. I did like what they did here in New Hampshire, where they went to Nashua, which is the most restrictive of all the cities in New Hampshire as far as mask mandates, and they just went into the Hannaford there in Nashua, and they just went shopping. They went as a group, and they just went in with, you know, a couple families and some single people or couples or whatever, and just sort of as a group went in for a maskless shopping trip. So they didn't make a big production out of it. They did have a video camera, but that was about it. And so then they let the store make the scene. So then when the store manager comes up and starts to say, hey, you need to have a mask or whatever, well, then the store is making the scene. Then the store is creating the video. The store is creating the interesting footage. And they ended up actually not being kicked out by the manager, but the manager said he was going to call the police, and then the police told them that they had to leave. So the store actually never told them that they had to leave. Otherwise, they would have.
But they got a one-year ban from going back.
That's right. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And the phones are open. You can also, well, actually, I shouldn't say they're open. They're actually occupied. But they are generally open overall, and you can join us there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
We're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Plus, I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Head over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started there at the top of the page, and you'll be presented with multiple videos you can watch. The first one, I think, is all of 3 minutes or so in length, and they'll give you some of the basic concepts about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head over to Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto, get on their news site. Get the latest headlines there. Every single day, there's fresh content placed on their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Turd Ferguson is on the line first up in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Turd.
Yes, hi. So there's some really interesting stuff going on in Congress right now. Potentially, in my opinion, one of the best things that may have happened in Congress in quite some time.
Really?
And yes, and we could be witnessing, as we speak, the end of Eastern Standard Time and the permanent ring-in of daylight savings time.
I don't believe it. They've been talking about this in various different states for years. You're saying something's going on at the U.S. Congress?
Yes, at the federal level. And this was introduced by, I believe, earlier today, the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021 by Mr. Marco Rubio of Florida and a team of bipartisan other legislators and senators that are getting behind this. And this is something that everybody can get behind.
It's true.
The left can get behind it. The right can get behind it. The libertarians can get behind it. And the authoritarians can get behind it.
The only people who wouldn't want to get behind this are people who don't understand how pointless switching these times is, going from daylight saving to daylight standard or whatever, whatever the hell they call it. Is it daylight saving and then just standard?
Right, yeah. It's daylight saving time and Eastern Standard Time. And this would just be, we would just be permanently staying in daylight savings time, because that's theoretically the better one because we have more daylight hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. As long as it's that one, okay, then I would be happy.
I'm always confused. Which one is, or is it, which one is it right now?
We're about to go into daylight savings.
Right. The summertime is daylight savings time.
Okay.
And that's
so,
better.
So we would stay in daylight standard, or we would stay in standard time, meaning that we would stay now and it would not go spring forward.
There'd no, it would. That It will spring forward.
It would spring forward for the last time it passes.
Oh,
it
okay.
Never fall back.
So it would never fall back at the, okay, that'd be great. So,
yeah, that'd be great.
So wait, wouldn't that mean, so we're then would we be staying with standard time, so right now we're on daylight time is what you're
saying. No, right now it's standard.
No. Yeah, right now it's standard, and then we'd be springing forward the last time.
It's not changing. It doesn't really matter, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still confused about it.
It would change one more time in 4 days.
And then it would be daylight savings time?
Yep.
Okay. But I thought we were getting rid of that to go to standard time only.
No, standard is what we're in right now.
But I thought the proposal, I thought the proposed bill was to get rid of that to go to standard
time. It would happen in 3 days.
Right, right. It would get rid of it. We would jump into daylight savings time, and then we would never again see Eastern Standard Time.
I see. Okay. That's still very confusing.
Yep, and that's happening. Yep, and that's happening right now. And then there's a bunch of senators.
I just want one of them to go away. I don't care which one it is.
I care.
Make it go away.
See, this is just proof that it's so confusing. Everybody will get behind how annoying it is and get behind getting rid of it.
Okay, but this has been done, according to the news here, Turd, this has been done again. It's the headline over at CNN is, senators once again introduce a bill to make daylight saving time permanent. So,
at CBS, I've read that it has been tried on the state level in several places, but it's never been tried on the federal level. So maybe CNN is more fake news than CBS, so it could be that CBS is right here.
Well, it says here that a group of bipartisan senators is reintroducing a bill. So that means that they've tried this before and it's failed. Now that is what it takes. You do have to keep on trying. You have to keep on putting these bills forward before finally somebody takes it seriously and it actually moves forward. So
right. Look, everyone gets a piece of what they want here, because the left, they get to be all caring about people and end seasonal depression, mm-hmm. and the right, they get to pass like sensible legislation, like they all like to be all conservative, and the libertarians, they don't want to tell anybody what to do, and this would be like a last time to do that, so they like it, and the authoritarians get to pass a law, which they love, so everybody wins.
Thanks, Turd, for the call. Keep us in the loop if this thing develops. I sure hope that it goes somewhere. Because it would be nice. It's been difficult. Like here in northern New England, there was a bill that required other New England states to sign on. So there was a bill in New Hampshire that said we were going to go to Atlantic Standard Time, I think it was, permanently, if both Maine and Massachusetts agreed.
Why would we bother ourselves with what those idiots do?
I agree with you.
We could be like Arizona. Arizona is
just
like
do its own thing, right?
It's doing its own thing, yeah.
And isn't it only like a part of Arizona? Isn't there like some of Arizona that does different than the other part of Arizona?
I never heard that.
603-283-6160. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Yeah, Arizona stays on the same time all the time.
Okay.
But anyways, I wanted to talk about the mask mandates and Montana, I guess it is. I think that's an open carry state, isn't it?
Montana? It would surprise me if it weren't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right. I think they've got the constitutional carry there.
Yeah, they've got cowboys.
Right, and so basically, anybody in the media that makes a claim for, and they brought guns, well, they probably always bring guns.
Right.
And they were probably never left their holsters.
Yeah, you're right. They weren't brandishing them, but the media is reporting it as though they were, like, you know, putting the gun barrel under the chin of the server or something. Like, you better let us in without a mask on. That probably didn't happen.
That would... Hmm. You know, people who are interested in self-defense, which, you know, all of us should be, and using firearms for that benefit when it ever arises. Hopefully it never does, but we know that, in fact, it does a lot. You know, they're somewhere between 2 and 4 million times a year in America it happens, where people, you know, end up showing their weapon or you know, maybe they actually draw it or whatever when they're being attacked, and you know, the attacker runs away, and you know, right, that's not the problem. So I mean, I would be really surprised if in Montana anybody pulled their firearm out of a holster to you know, and these are the kinds of background interim things that we need to be paying attention to, because we know that the media, even the local you know, media, you know, they even lean to you know, progressive or whatever it is. I don't know, but they seem to be perfectly willing to lie in this, you know, realm of by any means necessary to, yep, you know, oh, we got to get rid of firearms, you know, they're, you know, people are going to get hurt. And that just doesn't jibe with the true stats of what we're dealing with.
Good points here tonight, Backsafe. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So the bill in the United States, CNN reporting that the U.S. most states observe daylight savings time, which starts on the second Sunday in March at 2 a.m. and then ends on the first Sunday in November at 2 a.m. for 8 months out of the year and 4 months of standard time. But the Sunshine Protection Act proposed by Marco Rubio calls for not falling back in November and instead enjoying daylight saving time year-round. It would not change the country's current time zones or the number of hours of sunlight. The bill was already passed in his home state of Florida in 2018, but in order to go into effect, it requires a change at the federal level. 15 other states, which, including California, voted to make daylight saving time permanent in 2018, and Washington, which did the same in 2019, have all passed similar legislation. Quote, the call to end the antiquated practice of clock changing is gaining momentum throughout the nation, he said in a statement yesterday. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. And I got to agree, Turk Ferguson, you know, he's not right a lot, but he's right on this one. This is definitely something that everybody can get behind. Or do you disagree? It's Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.